judge can make up law. They can do things for the liberal movement that you can't do at the ballot box. They make the law. They don't interpret it. In a conservative world, the judge interprets the law as written by legislators or the Constitution itself. They don't add to it. This is the biggest difference in this election. I am for conservative judges. I'm going to be for Amy Barrett. My opponent has opposed Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, and he would oppose every conservative judge. The Supreme Court is at stake. We must get this right. If you want a liberal court, vote for Jamie Harrison. If you want a conservative court, vote for me.
When so much is at stake, we need a fighter who will stand up to the liberal agenda. Senator Lindsey Graham, a leader who gets things done.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Graham.
Hey, y'all. Former Clemson football player Hunter Renfro here. When I'm not on the field, I choose Onward Reserve to outfit my lifestyle. Whether it's dinner with my wife, a round of golf with my friends, a day on the water fishing, or game day in Clemson, I count on Onward Reserve to look my best. Swing by their new store in Clemson for game day apparel, accessories, and more at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson, and online at onwardreserve.com.
Good. I thought about making today a conversational Friday, but it seems like on Fridays, I just have so much stuff to get to that I never get it done. We're going to talk about games today all day long. We're going to talk about games. We're going to talk about games in college football. We're going to talk about games in the NFL. We're going to talk about a game in the World Series, which I will be shocked if the Dodgers do not win tonight. I've been shocked before. But I'll be shocked if the Dodgers do not win tonight with Walker Buehler on the hill. Shocked. Stunned. I will be in a state of permanent disbelief. Because, quite honestly, this is, you know, there's always a next key game in the series, but this is the latest key game in the series. And game three in a seven-game series is sort of a big deal. If Tampa were to win this series, by game four, we'd have a whole new feel. It would no longer feel like this is the Dodgers series to lose. It would be a complete turnabout. And it would very much keep alive this possibility of Tampa becoming the first U.S. city since 1935 to have three major sporting champions in the same season. We might talk a little bit more about that later. Nothing has changed on the Clemson-Syracuse game. It's still 83-0. It's been 83-0. It's been 83-0 all
spread?
Week.
Is the spread going up or down or whatever?
No, it's still the same. It's still 46. It's still the same. It's still 83-0. Nothing has changed in that regard at all. There's just no methodology I can see by which Clemson doesn't just utterly destroy Syracuse. You have a team in Syracuse that's at its low point of the year. You have a team in Clemson that's at its high point of the year. And it's just a very inopportune time for Dino Babers Punch to come here. It just is. So there's no, I just can't see it. I just, like I said, if you awarded them touchdowns for crossing midfield, I'm still not sure Clemson doesn't cover the spread. There's a chance that actually is going to be a road rage guarantee, because all week I've said 83-0. People thought I'm like just joking. No, man. I don't say stuff just to joke. No, occasionally I do. Occasionally, I try and might add a little hyperbole here and there.
It comes with a regular laugh, not an evil laugh.
Right.
There's a difference.
I think this is just going to be incredibly ugly, and I don't see where or how they win any battles. I could at least, going in, even though I knew it was going to be ugly, I had Clemson winning 54-10, I could at least see where Georgia Tech could make a play or two that results in a touchdown. I don't see how Syracuse is going to make any play that results in a touchdown. Now, again, a DB can fall down. You could have some oddity. But other than that, I just can't see it. It's just going to be ugly. There's no way around it. Well, I mean, unless you're a Clemson fan, then it's beautiful.
The day is good.
It's beautiful. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, 83-0 is a wonderful final score if you're a Clemson fan. And I think that's what it's going to be. I think the points are just going to mount. I think Syracuse will be the team. Again, Syracuse all year has created turnovers. But in this particular game, they're going to be the team turning the ball over. I just can't see Clemson being philanthropic with this bunch. And since Cisco is out and has been, was out last week, I think it's even more problematic. Liberty put up 500 yards on them. So, again, if you're allowing 30-something points, was it 37? Is that it, 37? I mean, if you're allowing 37 points to Liberty, I'm sorry, explain to me again how Clemson, you know what? Let's just play along for a second. Let's say for a second that 83 is hyperbole, all right? If Liberty scored 37 on Syracuse last week and put up 500 yards of offense, what's a reasonable total then to expect to expect Clemson to put up on? If it's not 83, what is it? If Liberty scored 37, which they did, that's not an if, that's a fact. Well, what's the number? 57? 67? 77? 83? I don't know. It's not going to be good. There's no way it's going to be good. From a Syracuse standpoint, you want to get in today, by all means, get in, make your calls. Don't tell me you told your grandma. Don't call me Monday and tell me you told your grandma you knew exactly what was going to happen. She doesn't care and neither will I. All right. So get in today with your calls. Your grandmother's not interested in your predictions. She probably doesn't even like you. She certainly doesn't want to hear about your football. She certainly doesn't want to hear about your football predictions. So here's the deal. You have to call the show today and make your calls on what you think is going to happen. Now, I should never be up at like 9:30 or something, but I was. I was up at like 9:30 and I heard Clemson Dominates call Ben and Brad, and I don't even know what his subject matter was, but he brought up Trevor Lawrence and why Trevor Lawrence should opt out of being the number one pick should the Jets select him. First of all, I don't know what's happened to us as a society that we think it's a good idea to just change the rules when it's not convenient for us. Like last year, all we heard leading up to the draft was that Joe Burrow shouldn't go to Cincinnati. You had Carson Palmer ex-Cincinnati quarterback who obviously felt wronged somehow by Cincinnati, and his brother, Jordan Palmer, who is actually the quarterback coach for Joe Burrow, who were in Joe Burrow's ear telling him not to go play for the Bengals. But Joe Burrow did what? Well, he went and played for the Bengals, because at the end of the day, that's actually what you ought to do. And because there have been a couple guys, and some of those guys that Clemson Dominates listed were not in that situation. Peyton Manning did not turn down anybody else. Eli Manning did, not Peyton Manning. But the point is, this is how the process is supposed to work. It's how the process is supposed to work. All right, aside from that, and so I don't think it's a good idea to circumvent the process, nor do I think Trevor Lawrence would be inclined to do that. I just don't think that's who he is. I think if the Jets draft him, he's going to go be a Jet. Go be legendary. But let me give you a little sidebar to this that I think it's important to consider in the eventuality that Trevor Lawrence is selected by the Jets. Think about this for a second now. If you truly understand what's about to happen with the Jets, it actually might be an ideal situation. No, Ramona, I saw Beth call and yes. Said grandma, and it just ended. Was Beth a grandma?
How did she hang up? Yeah, she said she's a grandma, and she's very interested, and she wanted to talk to you about it. But she
hung up,
so she may call back.
Good. Beth, call back, Beth. I want to talk to you. Yeah, I should have made that clear, that there are certainly grandmas who are interested in every Clemson football game. Yeah.
I asked her that. I said, but are you interested in your grandson's predictions? And she said, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the real point of all that was you got to be on record on the show and telling grandma or your next door neighbor or your buddy at the bar, let's open it up and be a little more inclusive so no one feels targeted. Let's say telling any of those folks rather than the show doesn't count unless we all heard it here on the air. Right. So there's that element. Right. So I want to be clear about that. Yeah. That was, I can understand why Beth might have felt that way. Just going back to the Trevor thing for a second. Think about this. All right. Because I think it actually could wind up being a completely ideal situation for a young quarterback. I know what it looks like right now. I know what Roddy said the other day, and I completely disagree with his assessment. Here's why. I think the general manager, Joe Douglas, there is a really bright guy. In his first draft, I think he made a lot of wise choices. I think he is going to turn that franchise around. Adam Gase is going to be fired at the end of the year, and they're going to replace him probably with a young offensive mind, but he's going to be fired at the end of the year. There's no doubt about that. If you're asking why not fire him now, I think the answer is obvious. The Jets players may not be tanking, but the Jets organization is. If you fire Adam Gase now and you bring in somebody who has some enthusiasm and energy and they turn it around, what happens? So they'll wait, I think, unless it gets that much more ugly, to fire Gase for a while anyway, until their status is enhanced. But then consider this. They spent a high pick last year on Mekhi Becton at left tackle, who I think is going to blossom into an absolute monster. They spent a high pick on Denzel Mims, the 4.38 wide receiver, big-bodied wide receiver, a little similar to Claypool of Pittsburgh, and not quite as tall, more like 6'2 and 220, but who ran a 4.37 or whatever he ran. And Mims has not played yet this year due to a bad hamstring, which may also have something to do with the fact that the Jets are planning for the future. But Mims is going to be a part of this future. Make no mistake about it. He may play for the first time this week. So there's that. No one has seen him yet. on a college, on an NFL football field. All right, we've only seen him at Baylor. We're obviously very explosive, home run hitter, a lot like Claypool of Pittsburgh. So there's that element. Then there's this. In the Jamal Adams trade, they acquired two first-round draft picks. So the Jets have two first-round draft picks this year and two first-round draft picks the following year. They have four first-round draft picks the next 2 years. Aside from that, in a scenario where the Jets would draft Trevor with the number one pick, they would then trade Sam Darnold, who would in all likelihood still be worth a number one pick, unless the Jets completely ruin him. But I think most people around the league know that aren't blaming Darnold for what's going on with that situation. So, and they have Crowder, who's a really gifted slot receiver. So I think there's the formation of a potentially talented young football team in a division that is in flux. I think from a football playing standpoint, it may actually turn out it's the people who don't, you know, do the work to understand what the true situation is there. You look at it now on the surface, and I would agree, it's a train wreck. It's a disaster. But for the first time in a long time, I think there's actually hope on the horizon. I don't think that hope involves Adam Gase. I think it involves Douglas and his decision-making and the next coach. And now, the one thing I will say, which I don't know if you can completely rule out, I suppose there's some sort of scenario where the Jets take a trade partner for Trevor, still content with Darnold, drop down a pick or two, further enhance their situation, and draft Penei Sewell so they can have bookend tackles of Sewell and Becton and add additional picks because they've been a bad team. But if, as most assume, if the Jets had the number one pick and selected Trevor, I actually don't think that scenario is as bad as people think it is. If you actually look at what's truly going on in that franchise, what's likely to go on, the number of picks they have, and you consider that Denzel Mims is going to be a part of this future as well, who they spent a high two on last year. Okay, we'll take a quick break. Scott, you're up first. We'll be back. A lot of things have changed, but some things remain the same. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Dine in or take it to go, or dine on the covered patio with ceiling fans to keep you cool. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, eat on the patio or dine in, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 864-226-9400.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
When your kids start telling you to call 864-BioPure after the stomach bug has hit your house, you know you've found a family-friendly company that even your children trust. As a mom, I found peace of mind choosing to use BioPure monthly home disinfection services for all of my family's germ and allergy control needs. Their team is professional, the process is safe, and best of all, it's affordable. They have gone above and beyond to provide us with a great service. Call 864-BioPure for your home disinfection needs today.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday nights, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit everlandliving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
The sky is crying. Candies in the turd roll down the street.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We have a special guest joining us right now, Clemson Xander. Clemson Xander, who is Clemson Tom's son. Clemson Xander. Xander, how are you, Xander?
Good.
You know, Xander, you have a cool name. Xander is the coolest name I've ever heard.
Thanks. I got some other Xanders that are cool, too.
I bet you do. Hey, I believe you. Did you see the football your dad bought?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I actually really did. It's kind of cool.
Are you gonna play with that football?
No. I'm not gonna make that dirty. My dad says I can't, so yeah.
Okay. All right, you're gonna play with the $2,000 football. All right. So Xander, you're a big Clemson Tiger fan, right?
Yeah, I actually am.
Yeah, you would have to be, otherwise Tom would have put you up for adoption. hey, so So, Xander, what do you think the score of this week's game against Syracuse is going to be?
82-0
Yeah, I knew I liked Xander right from the start, Ramona. Brilliant minds thinking alike. Exactly, Xander. It's exactly what I'm thinking as well. How old the fellow, Xander? You're 7 years old?
Yes, I actually am.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, are you driving yet?
No, we're still on the golf course.
So do you play golf, Xander?
Yes.
What's your favorite sport?
Football and soccer. And
football
golf.
And soccer. And golf. And golf. So you want to grow up to go to Clemson?
Absolutely.
Be a football star? Or a golf star?
Yes.
Or a soccer star?
Yeah.
Or all of them? I like it. Yeah. I like it. Hey, Xander, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Xander. I have no idea what I was doing at 7, but I know it wasn't talking on the radio. It's probably
go
like
Tigers.
Sucking my thumb or something. Yeah, exactly. Xander, go Tigers. Thank you, Xander.
Thank you.
That's incredible. Bye, Xander. That's incredible, Rona. 7 years old. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, obviously, things have changed because I really don't know. I have no idea. I don't have any concept of what I was doing at 7. I know it wasn't speaking on the radio. I'm 100% sure of that.
Yeah, I can say that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no speaking on the radio at 7. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good. That was fantastic. I enjoyed hearing that.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
My 6-year-old granddaughter, the game before last, I made a comment about Trevor Lawrence, and I hate to see him get hurt. And she said, "We don't want to hurt that baby." So she called him baby. But, hey, just real quick, couple things. You know, thinking about Trevor Lawrence, the last time I can remember where the number one pick kind of tried to hoodoo the system was Eli Manning when he was going to didn't want to go to San Diego. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. That's the last time.
I don't remember all the details there or what, but I know he ended up, you know, at New York. But also, do you see another team making a legitimate run to try to bargain with, you know, whoever's got that number one pick to go after Lawrence? And then if I could, like, take those thoughts off the air.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the call. Well, look, I think there are a number of teams who would be interested in doing that. You know, the Jets are in a unique position. If they got an absolute windfall to trade out of that spot where they could still get an elite player, you know, for example, a Penei Sewell or something, and they were still believers in Darnold, then you might see that. I wouldn't rule that out. But for the most part, if you're a bad team, you're generally a bad team because you don't have a quarterback. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings have lots of issues right now. They got young DBs. They've had injuries at defensive end. But their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, sucks. I mean, he's just a disaster. And so, you know, a team like the Vikings, they're already bad. They have one win. But a team like that, I could absolutely see trying to make a play to move up. You know, there are going to be other teams in need of quarterbacks. I mean, some of these teams with the veteran quarterbacks, and Tampa has nothing behind Brady. The Saints, you know, have Jameis Winston. I don't know whether they believe in him or not. They may have seen enough already to not believe in him. So I'm not sure. By the way, I'm going to have a major ticket auction in a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. A major Clemson ticket auction in a few minutes. So if you want to go to the game, you need to be listening And again, all of the proceeds will be donated to Tigers for Tatas. Oh, you know, by the way, Clemson Tom sent me a photo of the football that he got. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey,
you know,
Joe.
I was gonna get two picks in, and I don't have to tell my wife my picks. I'll just call in myself, to get it on record here. But
that's what we're talking about.
I got Iowa State knocking off Oklahoma State. I think the game's in Stillwater, right? I think Oklahoma State's a good football team. I don't know what it is, but I think Iowa State's going to pull it out by a field goal. I think it's going to be an instant classic type game. Give me Iowa State, I don't know, something like 41-38 in a shootout.
Well, Iowa State getting a lot of love from a lot of people today. I'm less certain of that. I picked Oklahoma State in the Big 12 before the year because I thought they had the best defense, and I thought their offense would round into shape. And I think there are signs of that. But we'll see. I'm going to be on the opposite side.
I'm probably going to regret that because I'm pretty sure, what was it, Louisiana came out to Ames and destroyed Iowa State or whoever that Sun Belt team was.
They did. Yes, it was Louisiana Lafayette. Yeah, it was Louisiana Lafayette.
Which is also an interesting game tonight. Clark with UAB has done a good job with them. And I think Clark also deserves, if there's a bunch of Power 5 openings, I think he deserves a look for resurrecting UAB's program.
You know the problem he's going to face, Joe, is that I think that most people acknowledge his brilliance as a defensive mind, and that UAB team has been at the top of the defensive rankings basically every year he's been there, but they haven't had much offense to go with it. They're a little better offensively right now than they've been, but for him to make a jump from there, he's going to have to be able to convince some school that that he can create better offense, that he can make hires and be more aggressive offensively, because I think that might be what scares him off, you know, the Muschamp factor, if you will, or something.
And that's fine. I just think it was a really tough situation. He took over a dormant.
It was.
Shut down. And they're building a new field, I think. I don't know what the COVID situation is. But my last thing is this. Well, you know, as much as I want to pick South Carolina to win this Saturday at Baton Rouge, I'm just not going to do it until I see it. I just don't want this to be another Georgia situation. I don't think it is, but, LSU's still scoring 40 points a game. And our offensive line can't pass block. So, you know, I think LSU by 3. That's what I'm going with, but appreciate it.
I like it. So you have LSU and you have Iowa State. I mean, those are reasonable picks. Hard to argue with. Let me get Tater Chicken Hater in here before we go to break. Tater Chicken Hater.
Hey, I got a little different thing to bring up today. I hadn't heard you mention this week, but I missed some shows. If you mentioned it, you can tell me what you thought about it. Have you discussed this thing with Aikman and Buck on an open mic where they – talking about the military flyover?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I really don't. I don't even remember seeing that.
I think it's a Monday Night Football game, but you can find all this stuff on the internet. But anyway, they don't know they're on the audio feed, and they had the military flyover before the game, and them two clowns are sitting there saying, "Oh, what a waste of money on jet fuel." And then the other guy says, during a Harris-Biden administration, there won't be none of that, I guarantee you. And they chuckle, say, that's exactly right. This makes me ill. First of all, when they have these flyovers, they're done under a budget for training missions that they pay the fuel to do training anyway. So it doesn't cost a thing. The military gets a good recruiting benefit. I think people see that. They get, so it's basically like paying advertisers for recruiting. They're going to pay for it anyway. The real Americans in the stands love it. There's nothing to complain about other than if you just hate your country. And these people right here, this stuff they're having, they already have the thing with the fans revolting on TV with all this other stuff anyway that's going on. Which some, I mean, I can identify with, you know, people want to be treated fairly and all, but some of it's overdone. Some of it's a bunch of malarkey. But when you get to the point where you start hating your country and you want, and your ratings is already falling because people are doing the thing, it just flies in the face of everything that I believe. I got more, and you know I'm hard on the coots, but I got more in common with a coot that loves his country than I do these two clowns. And I want to see what you thought about that.
If you haven't found this,
you can find it on the internet. Play it on the radio.
I'm not going to make this the subject of the Friday show. So, but I'm looking up the story now, and it sounds like Joe Buck is angry and he wants to get at who released the audio. I don't think that's your concern. I think your concern is apparently what was said. It was clipped by someone along the chain. They're narrowing down, clipped and sold it, Buck said, on his Daddy Issues podcast, telling co-host Oliver Hutchin that the network's investigating the incident. The clip drew backlash from people who thought he and Aikman were mocking the military. Buck explains that he and Aikman were reiterating comments made by people on their crew at a dinner the night before, clarifying that the two were mocking those people and not the military. So what do you...
In other words, they full-board CYA, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying.
Listen to the audio and see what you think. I'm dying to hear your opinion.
I will. Thank you, Tater Chickenator. I absolutely will listen to it, and I'll let you know. Good job.
Bye.
I didn't know that. I had not heard that. I had not seen that. I don't know why that never came up on my trending or anything else. I can guess why. So I'm going to have to listen to the audio. But Buck's claim, to be clear, is that they claim they were making fun. I hope that's the case because I just said all good things about Aikman. Jonathan, I'll come to you in 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. For all your plumbing needs, there's Roto-Rooter. No one does it better. They've been doing it right in the upstate for over 30 years. Same family has owned the franchise, Clemson alum. Look, Roto-Rooter is the plumbing name you trust, right? You don't even know any other plumbing names. I mean, let's be honest. That's the name. And in the upstate, the same family, Clemson alum, have owned the franchise for over 30 years. I get unsolicited testimonials on Roto-Rooter all the time. You know, if you just break your day up into parts, 9 to 5 is the normal working part of the day. That's 8 hours. There's still 16 hours to go. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies, but let's just make a mathematical guess when they're going to appear, when they're going to happen. Since 67% of the day is when businesses are closed, i.e. your plumber, you're going to need a plumber who's actually there 24 hours a day. Good news for you, you have one. Roto-Rooter. You dial the number. A live human being answers your call. You call them at midnight. A live human being answers your call and directs help on the way to you. That's what we're talking about. 288-7686. You will need that number because you do not get to pick and choose when your emergencies occur. So write it down. Have it next to your phone. If you don't think you need them right this second, put it there so you'll have it when you do. 288-7686, Roto-Rooter. Jonathan, you're up first.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is BHP at Daniel. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week for our Game of the Week by voting in our high school football poll at our website, WCCPFM.com, presented by Friar Dixon Allstate.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming.
Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
This is an actual customer Google review about George Coleman Ford. Rusty writes, I would highly recommend anyone thinking about purchasing a vehicle to stop in at George Coleman Ford before they make a final decision. After talking with several dealers, my wife and I stopped there. The entire staff was very friendly. Our sales associate went above and beyond to get me a better deal. Ended up with a better truck for less money. Overall, a very good experience. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
Sock'em Dog Brewing and Gastropub is Oconee's newest full-service restaurant with a view. Named after the Sock'em Dog Rapids on the Tatuga River, Sock'em Dog infuses great food with local brews and killer views. Take advantage of their full patio, inside seating, and bar seating while following state guidelines to keep you safe Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pair their signature craft beers with their mouth-watering burgers, wings, and flatbreads at Sock'em Dog, located on 1308 Falcons Drive in Wahala, or visit their Facebook page for events.
Hey, football fans, do you own a home? Do you own a business? If so, are you interested in protecting your family, your business, or your customers from harmful virus, germs, or bacteria? Hey, I'm Brandon, the owner of BioPure, and we're a germ control company located right here in South Carolina. My team and I look forward to the opportunity to serve you. We're safe, we're effective, and we're affordable. Call 864-BioPure today. Mention Football 2020 for a discount on your first treatment. 864-BioPure.
Dougal Funeral Services offers wonderful choices to celebrate a life. Choose a century of compassionate integrity from four generations of one family. Have your choice between McDougal's traditional or uniquely custom services. You can choose a funeral home with total financial transparency. And now, it's a more local choice in Pendleton, Townville, Sandy Springs, and surrounding areas with the fall opening of the Pendleton Center. When it's time to remember a lifelong legacy, put your trust into a confident choice. McDougal Funeral Services.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that means it's time for our annual Tigers for Tatas campaign here at the Roar. Last year, because of your generosity, we raised $125,000. Let's keep it going. All money raised goes to Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation to help fight breast cancer locally. You can donate, purchase pink wristbands and t-shirts on our website, wccpfm.com. Every cent counts. Tigers for Tatas 2020, let's make it our best year yet.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Real savage-like.
We're going Fleetwood Mac for the rest of this Friday, so that one person will be unhappy. Jonathan, I'm coming right to you. Before I do, Joe sent me the audio. I had read the article. I read both Aikman and Buck's statements, and their statements sounded wonderful. I mean, patriotic, love the country, always have, both of them, standing up, saluting, that's what it sounded like. And now I just heard the audio, and I've got to say, there's an enormous disconnect between their statements and this audio. It just is. I don't find any way to rationalize it. I really sort of thought that after reading the statements from each one of them, that this audio would demonstrate what Buck's claim was, that it was really, they were just talking about some people they were together with the night before and that type of thing. And I guess you could allow for that. I guess it's conceivable, but I think the reason that doesn't pass muster is that in Aikman's statement about it, Aikman said he did think that, the flyover was a bit much. So I think Aikman's statement basically flies in the face of Buck's statement about it. And if this were a legal proceeding, I think they'd both be in trouble. That's my thought on listening to it.
So in other words, Aikman kind of said what he said off air, sort of, after he tried to get.
Yes.
And the other guy totally
Buck's
went the
anger
way.
At the individual who, I guess, sold the audio. On the one hand, maybe it's justifiable because you have somebody who's acting in defiance of the notion of team and all that type of stuff. On the other hand, Buck's anger is perhaps misdirected because he really need only look at himself. So I'm not spending the day on this. I'm not making this a subject of conversation on a Friday. You know what? In fact, let me just make it clear. I don't want your opinions on it. All right. I don't. If you want to text me them, it's fine. I don't want to talk about it on air though. All right. It's just, I'm not interested in covering that whole issue and spend the day on it. We just have too many football games to talk about. There's nothing I can do about any of that stuff anyway. So I don't want to adjudicate it today. Jonathan, how are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good, Jonathan. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. So we were talking Trevor before the break, NFL draft. Yeah. I've been feeling now that possibly the Jets are going to have the number one pick, and New York would be an awesome place to live, but you don't want to possibly ruin a great quarterback's career. So, I could honestly, and I've been saying it since the spring, that Trevor will stay. I just think it's something in these hills. Dabo has always said, and I could honestly see him staying. Now, I think Atlanta maybe could jump up and get him since Ryan is on the back end of his career, so that would be a better fit, in my opinion, for him. So, thoughts?
Well, Atlanta's a train wreck right now, too. So, I don't know. I think the Jets actually have a brighter future and will by the end of the season when they add a new coach because they're going to get rid of Gase. So, I think there's that element. And I like Douglas, the GM. So I don't view that as an issue. They're going to have two picks in the first round in each of the next 2 years. And starting Sunday, they should have Denzel Mims back, who hasn't played for them at all this year. And they have a franchise left tackle, who's a young player in Becton, who Trevor obviously knows and I bet trusts. So I think there's a lot of reason to think that as bad as the Jets look, that it could turn around in a hurry. But aside from that, I think there's absolutely zero chance that Trevor returns to Clemson. I don't think I don't think that's a possibility at all. Because honestly, Jonathan, if he does, you know who's not coming back to Clemson? DJ, because he's not going to sit by another year and sit on the sidelines and not play. Did I lose him, Ramona?
No, I'm still here. Just had to.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I mean, yeah, you do have that, but I could see DJ, since they didn't have the red shirt this year, you know, possibly staying extra to get more time. I mean, I wish, hopefully we'll see him Saturday turn it loose, because I know he's got a heck of an arm, but I could see Pumichon actually transferring before DJ.
Not if Trevor Lawrence comes back. I just don't think DJ is going to sit idly by for another year. I mean, I suspect that conversation had already taken place. It has to take place on a regular basis on a team like Clemson, which has so much stockpiled talent of who's staying, who's going, when they're staying, when they're going, and I think the sort of natural order of things is for Trevor to move on and for DJ to come in and be the starter next year. And I, for one, would be absolutely stunned if Trevor Lawrence is still at Clemson next year. I put the possibility at 0%. And I would be stunned if he's not the first pick, and I'd be stunned if DJ isn't the starting quarterback at Clemson next year. So we'll see how it plays out, Jonathan, but I appreciate the call. Good job. If you want to get in, 654-7627. I can't see it. I don't think that's a remote possibility. Again, to me, these are conversations that you've had to have with all these players about when they were going to take over. Like DJ's already been remarkably patient for a five-star guy. If you were to ask him to sit out another year, I think that patience would wane in a hurry. This is my guess. So I don't see that. I think he probably fully understands he's the guy next year, and Trevor is going to be the number one pick in the draft. I don't think you go back to college when you're going to be the number one pick in the draft. That's just counterintuitive. It's not going to happen. Let me tell you about Harry's. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and unlike some of the razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. What I love most is a flexible, soft hinge, glides across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts, never any burns. I don't get any of that stuff with a Harry shave. New customers can try out Harry's new sharper blades for just $3 when you use code WALT at checkout at harrys.com. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was every bit as smooth as their first. How do they do it? Well, they bought the German factory that's been honing the finest precision blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden. They own the entire manufacturing process from research and development to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. There is no middleman. Harry's has a great offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code WALT at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code WALT at checkout to give Harry's sharper blades a try. All right, here's the deal. I have an amazing opportunity for you and your family, your friends, to go to the Clemson game on Saturday. How many games are you getting to go to this year under circumstances that we find ourselves in? How many? I have a incredible opportunity for you. All right. And these tickets are part of the Tigers for Tata's campaign. Every dollar goes directly to the campaign, every single penny. All right. So consider that. It's not just you get to go to the game with family or friends. It's you get to support a incredibly good cause while going to the game with family or friends. Here you go. I have four tickets together. Four tickets together, lower deck, section UH. No parking pass. Four tickets together, lower deck, section UH. All right? For tomorrow's game. The transfer of the tickets will all be done electronically. There's no worry about you having to get them or anything else. We'll handle it all. Here's how it has to work. I need at least $1,000 opening bid on those four tickets. I'm looking for $1,000 opening bid on those four tickets to the game. Again, every dollar for the Tigers for Tatis campaign. And here's how I'm going to do it. It's 4 o'clock. I'm giving you 2 hours. All right. I'd like $1,000 opening bid on the tickets. I'm going to auction them off at 6 p.m. At 6 p.m., I will finalize them. If you want to close the four tickets, I want $2,000 to close the four tickets. $2,000 to close the four tickets. So I'm looking for a $1,000 opening bid on the four tickets together. Lower deck, section UH. It's a great opportunity.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Rubbing Howard's Rock is a Clemson tradition, and so are your game day favorites from Chick-fil-A. Nothing says football tradition like your favorite food from Chick-fil-A. Herb and Carol Tyler, Clemson class of 82 and 84, look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655, Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 886-9080, or order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Mom and teacher, Anna Coleman.
I want my family to be safe. I want my community to be safe. That's number one for me. Jamie Harrison is part of this liberal culture that is tearing our country apart. His party won't stand up to the burning and looting of our cities. They want to defund the police. I mean, defund the police? That's just crazy. So there's just no way I can vote for Jamie Harrison.
Sheriff Hobart Lewis.
The rioting, the looting, the chaos. If Jamie Harrison is elected to the Senate, get ready, because it's coming. Harrison stands with the radicals who want to defund the police. Heck, he'd be another vote for Chuck Schumer and the liberals. Jamie Harrison has zero experience and dangerous ideas. Come on, that's not what South Carolina needs. We need real experience and support for law enforcement. We need Senator Lindsey Graham to keep our communities safe.
Security is Strength Pack, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Securityisstrength.com.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you.
endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Joe's New York Pizza is open Tuesday through Sunday. They thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you in either the Seneca or Clemson locations soon.